This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Recently, a team of archaeologists unearthed a giant wine cellar at the Bronze Age Palace of Tel Kabri in Israel. The wine cellar held 40 large ceramic vessels that would have held 528 total gallons of liquid, the equivalent of 3,000 modern bottles of wine. I'm on the line with Andrew Coe from Brandeis University, who was the lead archaeologist on the dig. Andrew, you've mentioned you are interested in trying to recreate this wine and might even try to sell it if you are successful. How would you go about doing this?
Well, we saved, actually, believe it or not, all the dirt inside the jars, and we're in the process now of sieving it and floating it for early remains, grape pips, seeds, so on and so forth. And there has been precedent in the past where once you obtain those botanical remains, you can actually DNA sequence them and then compare them to modern databases of grapes. And then from there, we can hopefully match something fairly close.
Okay. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. So we're at this point, we're doing the process right now. We're fairly certain that we have the grape seed. So now we have to go through the process of putting them through a lab where they try to sequence the DNA. As you might have read, one of the things that piqued our interest about the wine industry currently in Israel is that it's largely based upon grapes brought over in the 19th century by Baron de Rothschild from the Bordeaux region of France. And what we surmised is that if we can somehow isolate the varieties of grapes that are most close to those in antiquity, it has a chance of returning back, let's say, to the roots of viticulture, because we are just a matter of a couple hundred miles from arguably where the entire, you know, wine history began. So we were intrigued by this possibility, and it looks quite promising.
And do you think that that could have an effect on modern Israeli viticulture?
Well, for the most part, my collaborators and myself, we're not experts, of course, in modern wine production, but from the feedback we've received, we think it is quite promising. At the minimum, we'll all learn more about the relationship between ancient viticulture and what's going on today. What we're fairly confident about is what they're doing is quite modern and advanced, and we know that the wines are improving greatly from Israel. We're just trying to assist in that fashion, and we are hopeful that once we can basically delineate which grape vines in particular are most close to those in antiquity. I mean, you got to remember, Elizabeth, that these wines growing in what we call Israel today were renowned throughout the entire Mediterranean, shipped to not just Egyptian pharaohs but Roman emperors. It made these so-called Canaanite amphoras, which presumably held wine, widespread. I mean, they reached Spain, they arguably reached outside of even the Mediterranean. There was a reason for this. It wasn't just because it was accessible. There must have been a high quality to these wines. And the closer we can get to that, we can argue that the wine produced in Israel can rival any wine that's produced in the world today.
Great. Thank you so much for talking to us. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for Heritage Radio.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.